Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 7th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we prepare these messages to encourage and instruct in the ways of the Lord in Scripture. Today's message is titled, Hope Has Hands. The Scripture text is John 1, verse 14.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Friday evening we enjoyed a time of fellowship and a meal with my niece Gretchen and her husband Greg. They're anxiously awaiting the arrival of their first baby, due in January. They already know that she's a girl, and they've named her Grace. They probably spent a lot of time pondering what this little girl will look like, what her character traits might be, and how she will impact their lives. Any expectant parent goes through this over the 9 months before the arrival of their little one.
Just thinking about baby Grace brings to mind the musical our choir is presenting this next weekend. It's titled Hope Has Hands and presents the Christmas story through the eyes of Simeon and Anna. Their hope for deliverance was finally fulfilled in the person of Jesus through his miraculous virgin birth, one who would bring hope, freedom, and salvation.
Well, though I've considered the story through the viewpoint of Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and other Christmas characters, actually I've given a lot less thought to Anna and Simeon, the way they might have viewed the incarnate birth of the Christ child. And over the next several days, we expect to study these two Bible characters and share some reflections through these daily encouragement messages.
It's interesting how powerful phrases of familiar Christmas songs can tell the gospel story in very few words. Consider this familiar stanza. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, clothed as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Well, each of those four phrases that I just quoted from the second verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sings is really a summarization of many Bible verses presented by numerous Bible writers.
John was the last living of the 12 disciples, and he wrote his gospel late in the first century. He had been among Christ's closest disciples and friends. He had heard the wonderful teachings and witnessed the great miracles. He had seen Christ die on the cross and had fellowship with the risen Lord. He had been there when Christ ascended back to the Father. Now, for 60 years, he had been obeying the Great Commission before putting his account down in writing for all subsequent generations.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, this scripture phrase sums up John's story, his Christmas story. Up to this point in his gospel, John has not used the proper name Jesus Christ and does not do so until the 17th verse, after which he never again uses the phrase, the Word, in reference to Jesus. That first Christmas morning, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That's the heart of the Christmas story.
The verse continues, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, end quote. John was one of the extremely tiny fraction of the human race who saw his glory with his own eyes. Not only was he among the population living at the time of Christ in the very region where Jesus lived, who would have even had the opportunity to see Jesus, not only was he among the 12 disciples who were personally trained by him, but he was among the inner circle of the three, along with Peter and James, who witnessed the glory in special ways, such as at the Transfiguration.
And continuing in the verse, full of grace and truth. The Greek word for full conveys replete with and covered over. A few verses later, John personally testifies of this grace, and I quote, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. That's John 1:16. The NIV phrases it, from the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another.
Well, this season, Brooksine and I join hundreds of millions of believers all around the world reflecting on this wonderful truth. over 1900 years after John wrote his account. We believe that the Word did become flesh. As J.B. Phillips says, and I quote, "The Christian faith is founded upon a well-attested, sober fact of history, that quietly, but with deliberate purpose, God Himself has visited this little planet," end quote. Well, we remember and thank God for this glorious visit. We praise God for His life-changing visit. And again, we reaffirm our decision to serve this great God who has indeed sent His Son, full of grace and truth. Will you join us?
Let's pray together. Jesus, thank You for clothing Yourself in flesh and making Your home among Your own creation. You are both God and man, completely divine and completely human. Rather than coming to us only through written precepts and the revelation of Your Word, You came to us through a person's life, something that we could tangibly see, physically grasp, and personally identify with. You revealed the divine nature and perfect will of the Father through the person of Jesus Christ. Grace flows through You in those whose lives are spiritually transformed and the lives of those who experience miracles and healings. Thank You for emptying Yourself and taking the nature of a servant as You walked in truth and obedience, knowing that it would lead to death on the cross. We praise You, Jesus, as You are exalted to the highest place. And we confess that You are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a little bit heavier message than we usually share, but boy, that was a powerful theological concept, the incarnation of Christ we shared. The Word became flesh, or in the words of the musical, hope has hands. Well, this is our online ministry, Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages each weekday morning. This is the message that we have prepared. Actually, we're podcasting about 15 minutes, no, actually about 12:30. On Monday, December 7th, 2009. You can find us on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have several photos. We had our first snowfall of the season this weekend, and have a number of photos related to that. We have a photo up of my niece Gretchen and her husband Greg. An interesting photo we took the other night of a group of Mennonite young people singing at a function we attended. And if you're interested, there is a photo of our choir's last rehearsal last night before the musical. And of course, we do have some music up today. Two songs from the musical. One, quite familiar in these last 10 or 15 years, Mary, Did You Know?, which is part of the musical. Another that apparently is an older song that I'm not as familiar with, but I heard the Mennonite youth sing it Saturday night, and it's also one of the songs in the musical, titled Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Have an online version of that. Finally, a reminder that throughout this Christmas period leading up to it, we have a number of resources posted on our website that we place up there hoping that you might avail to them to make this a special spiritually enriching season. Your family, individually, and if you're a church leader or a pastor in your church. Thanks for joining us today. Continue to faithfully serve this ever-living, ever-loving Lord.